Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, listeners. Welcome to the Energy is Changing the World. This is your host, Tawanda Allen. This show is going to be magical. It has to be, because I've had one of the most interesting times, and I love this lady dearly, my beautiful, dear friend, Chikara from Indonesia. We're going to have a conversation today. Haven't seen her since 2004, and somehow she showed up in my life. I think everything is a divine timing, and having a challenging time in my own life, really looking at taking my show, The Energy is Changing the World, internationally, and had an invite to Indonesia. And I'm looking forward to us talking about how she came into the work she does, the work she's doing, her family, and how she's using her gifts to make the planet a better place. Chikara, I know you're there. Good evening. How are you?
Hey there, Tawanda. Yes, this is Chantari. It'd be great if you got my name right. I know we haven't actually been in each other's company since 2004. And Tawanda is just not a normal name. Neither is Shankari. Okay? But Shankari is my name. I'm not Shankira. And I'm not Shankara. These are all kind of male names. I am Shankari the Alchemist. And I've been here in Bali for nearly 30 years. I've traveled a lot to America during that period and all over Europe. And, yeah, I don't know, working for the world. We do it every day, and we do it to the best of our ability. And then, yeah, shit happens.
I am so grateful to you. Thank you so much. Yes, I just know that just not our message, but us coming together has been since 2004. I met you to celebrate your life, and what I share with friends of mine in our private message that when I remembered you. I remember your kindness because I feel like I was really I was a new kid on the block. I wasn't even on the block. I wasn't even thinking about having an online talk show or bringing a book to the world. And I remember your jewelry, and I remember buying a piece of jewelry from you, and I remember buying a shawl from you. And just remember your kindness. And when you showed up once again, I believe that's what my life was seeking. So I really thank you so much for showing up to be the blessing that I desired in my life so I could move forward.
Well, personally, I have 5 children, 12 grandchildren. I've traveled all over the world. I've done every job under the sun. And I truly believe that kindness and joy are the most powerful, most, you know, this is the true value on the earth. Money comes and goes. It's great. It's lovely to have a lot of oil in your engine. But at the end of the day, your engine works as successfully or unsuccessfully as your ability to hold joy, peace, and kindness against the odds. I think that's the greatest test, to remain kind when you're feeling like everybody's victim. And as you might imagine, being the single parent of 5 children from 4 countries, yeah, victim is my middle name.
So you're so funny.
You've got to live and get over it and learn to be enjoy and to celebrate every moment, even when it's chaotic, because it's out of the chaos that the true beauty grows. Anybody that's had a perfect life doesn't know shit.
You know, it's amazing. I try to keep my own show clean, but since you're an elder and you're an alchemist and you're a wiser than me, I believe you're allowed to speak your truth and in the best way you know how. And I think that's the only way you know how.
Oh, well, you know, it's kind of like underlining an idea. I can't
Correct.
Say that I speak that way on a daily basis, but it's to underline an idea. And to transfer the emotion behind that idea with a single word rather than a phrase. That's what slang is. It's the ability to speak in a single word a whole mountain of emotions.
I am just too excited. I mean, we have been having a very, we have been dancing with the energy of just talking to each other. And now, thank you so much for clearing your name up. Be so kind to let the listeners know how you've come into the work you're doing. And, yes, we can go from there.
Oh, well, you know, truly it's rather hard to say what work I'm doing right now. I do a lot of things all the time. Uniquely right now, I am building with trees that I planted with my two sons, with two of my sons. I have four, 15 years ago. And so those trees, you know, it was during the time of an inconvenient truth. And I took that to heart. And I really wanted us as a family to plant trees so that we could be contributing to the level of oxygen on the planet. Of course, in the meantime, we really do know that Al Gore made $90 billion selling carbon futures, and it was really just another story. But in the meantime, I planted 8,000 golden teak trees, and that was 15 years ago. And so now they've all grown up, and I'm building with them now, which is really quite a remarkable thing to have that sense of continuity. And I'm building a place for artists on the west coast of Bali. No one's ever heard of the west coast of Bali, which is great, because that means that the right people will come here. Yeah, plenty of hip people in Ubud and plenty of cool people in Kuta. And I'm looking for the creative artists of the world to come to West Bali and hang out maybe for a month. I want to make it very accessible to everybody and very affordable, so that we can come together and do wonderful creative work in the name of peace and kindness and international relations. So, yes, that's, I guess, what we're doing currently.
That's one of your gifts. We're going to talk about several, many other gifts we have. Please go kind of let the listeners know how they can contact you for any additional information or services.
Well, you could always look at my website, which are shankari.com and Shankari's Bali Villa. And you can also send me a message on Shankari Ashton on Messenger. Or I suppose, let me think, there are so many ways to contact me, and that's assuming the gods want that to be so. Sometimes I find messages that are like weeks or months old that have just slipped through the cracks. So if you are one of those and I'm meant to talk to you, I'm sure we will eventually connect. Otherwise,
no doubt about
you can call. There's one phone number you can call, and that's Indonesia 62. So it would be +62 8585782703. So we have lots of exciting things happening here, and I always warmly invite volunteers who'd like to come and help us make this happen. I can't feed you, however. You will have to feed yourself, but I can accommodate you. And we're looking for creative people from all over the world that would like to come and spend a month in Bali and hang out on the west coast where the ocean meets the river. And there's a vortex here. Of course, I am a ritual magician, so we do ceremony on full moon and dark moon. We also do sunset and sunrise Agnihotra fire ceremonies. And this is all not for an audience and not for money, to be clear. This is for the earth.
Correct. That's something I like to talk about. Once again, thank you so much for sharing that information. I believe, like I said, once again, just remembering your kindness and the conversation we had, just so when you showed up once again, it was just, I just knew it was a divine timing. And you just really gave me some wisdom for myself that I've shared with everyone on our Facebook page, how we can use this time in our lives to really use our gifts. And I would like to talk about how we came into being the artist that you are, your artist and also your jewelry line.
Well, you know, that's a difficult question because, to be honest, I just turned up like this. I won my first prize for art when I was 5. I'm 65 now. So I've had a lot of practice. And to be honest, I have to say that I'm a remarkable being because I've spent my whole life earning my money from my art without selling my soul. And the way I did that was by transferring my healing energy. I have a great deal of, you know, ancient wisdom and cosmic force that just runs through me. And I transferred that to my jewelry so that my healing work continues, even though I may not be personally present. It's going out through my jewelry into the general population on a daily basis. And I might add, there are people who wear it in the White House. There are people, the wife of the Prime Minister of Japan has a piece of my jewelry that she wears to all special events to protect her. Supermodels, Rachel Hunter, Hilary Duff, even G-Unit has my jewelry. And this is because it crosses all time and space boundaries, all age, all sex boundaries, because it is actually truly working magic. And it activates the individual. You don't have to believe in it for it to work. It's actually, if you like, it's like a nanoparticle that they talk about in science now, except this is on an even more microcosmic level because it's based in pure energy and intent. So my jewelry is, if you'd like to check that out, it's on shankari.com. And each piece I designed and is made in sacred space. And it's dedicated to the evolution of every individual on the earth into their personal power, into their personal journey and success. I truly believe if each person is joyful and happy and kind and takes care of their square inch, the whole planet will be a tapestry of delight. And that's what I'm aiming at.
Thank you so much for sharing. Once again, I never share with you, the show is 30 minutes, which is, we've already been into almost 20 minutes of the show. Once again, be so kind to let the listeners know how they can contact you once again for any information or services.
Wow. In a half an hour show, I get to say that twice. Rock and roll. I deeply apologize to Wanda. I had no idea it was so short. I used to do shows that were 2 hours long, three times a week, but I am a blabbermouth.
I know my listeners probably think someone can talk more to Wanda. I find that hard to believe.
Shankari.com customer service. Always leave a message there if you like. It's easy to remember. I'd just like to acknowledge Tawanda for all of her loving care and her journey on this planet and the fact that she never gives up. I take my hat off to you, Tawanda. You are a great being. And it takes people like you to make change. And I'd have to say that one of the things people would say about me in the old days was that I was so tenacious. And that's what it takes. It takes tenacity to be dauntless in your mission, dedicated to your purpose. And whoever you are listening to this now, I highly recommend that you take that role. Become highly dedicated and committed to your personal purpose. And as a result, you'll experience great rewards. It's its own reward to wake up every day in joy, in celebration that you are on your path, traveling to where you want to go at the speed you want to go at. And that means that you're on your sacred journey. And that's what we're here to do. Travel our sacred path, find our tribe, and live in joy, and be of service to those around us. And Tawanda, you truly are that. I acknowledge you deeply and acknowledge your journey and your challenges and that you will be a success because there is no other place for you to go.
You're trying to make me cry on my own show. Thank you so much. I think, yes, I thank you for reminding me of that. I believe, once again, we all have been through, it's not, once again, it's not the destination, it's definitely the journey. And how can we dance with the energy, like you said, even in the midst of the chaos? Shikari, be so kind to let listeners know, what does the rest of 2017, which is already just started, actually, have in store for you, your family, and the wonderful things you're launching over there in Indonesia?
Well, I'm building an artist sanctuary here in Bali dedicated to creating sacred space for artists from all over the world. And my family, well, my family, gosh, there are so many of them, I can't even begin. I have 12 grandchildren. I think they cover about every country on the planet. And of my five children, they are from four different countries, one Australian, two Africans, an Indian, and an Indonesian. So there's lots of integration going on every single day. They went ahead and married people from other countries. So it's a very, very international group. I welcome everybody to come visit Bali. I'd like to mention here that Donald Trump has not put Indonesia on the list of enemies of America. And the reason is because he is building a shopping center just down the road from me here in Bali. Oh my God, the universe has truly got a sense of humor. Complete sense of humor. I have a friend who always says, God is just a comedian whose audience refuses to laugh.
No doubt
That's
about
why
it.
I choose to laugh. I laugh long and hard, especially at myself. If you don't take yourself lightly, you'll end up overwhelmed.
That's very true. Once again, for someone who's calling in, who has really no experience with you or working with you, a young person that is in search of themselves, what advice could you give them as they awaken and use their gifts in the world to come?
Well, I suggest they download my new ebook called The Artist's Journey. I can't say that it's really truly right there right now. It'll be there tomorrow, I believe, ready to go. So if you were to look on shankari.com, you will be able to find it there. That's the easiest address to remember. The other one is the Shankari Bali Villa, and that will be up there again very soon. Those websites exist. It's just a matter of loading the book onto the website so you can download the link. However, I do believe that the contents of that book is probably the most profound thing for anybody who's new on the path to read right away. It discusses grief, depression, money, overwhelm, relationships. It discusses the bones of life and the way things work out, grief, revenge, regret, all these things that delay us from our evolutionary path. So, yes, that's what I would recommend. I'm calling myself Shankari Jarreau on that book because Jarreau is the title that I have here in Bali. It means insider. I'm an insider in the palace because I married a prince. Luckily, I'm no longer married to him. But I still have the title, and it gives me some ability to move through the energy of Bali without as much friction as I might normally under other circumstances. So thank you so much for this opportunity to wander. Shankari.com is how you can contact me, customer service. And keep in touch with Tawanda too, because she's coming here soon and we're going to be making mayhem in Bali together. Rock and roll. Watch out.
Thank you so much. Yes, listeners, please know all the information is listed on Blog Talk Radio. The recording will be available in the next 5 minutes after the show's over. You can find any information on this magnificent woman on my fan page on Facebook. She's on Facebook. Any listing on Google+, Instagram, Instagram has been very supportive. I'd like to shout out to everybody. Everyone's been very supportive of the show with all the little hiccups we've been having, but Instagram has really been supporting us 100%. And I would like to thank everyone for tuning in. Please check out the ebook she has available. And please go to the website. Go to the website and check out the receipt. Because once again, I have been blessed to look at Taking the Energy is Changing the World internationally. And my first thought will be over there in Indonesia, speaking with people who are waking like myself. They're making their dreams come true. And really just talking with the challenge, just not the challenges, but life. What has occurred that helped them take one step at a time, one day at a time, to move forward, to make the planet a better place. So I'm looking forward to that. And the first stop will be over there. And next stop, I'm looking forward to New Zealand and in India. So I'm blessed to have a great organization online, on Facebook, of people in New Zealand and in India. But once again, really just thanking this goddess I'm on the line with right now on Blog Talk Radio. I thank you so much, really. I thank you for seeing some things in me that maybe I forgot about myself. And I believe a lot of times me having this big personality, I think people overlook that I'm human also. I'm human. We're all human. But once again, I thank you for being the wise woman that you are and reminding me that it's time for me to take care of me. So I'm looking forward to making that trip. Once again, listeners, please know you can find all the information on our website. This will be listed on Blog Talk Radio. Please share the link with your friends. Please contact her and come on over with us. We're going to have a great time. I don't know what I'm going to be doing, but I don't know. I'll be over there very soon, and it will be a whole different experience for me being in the U.S. and coming to a country which I've never been, and I'm looking at it being life-changing.
You can bet on that. It'll be life-changing. And I look forward to your arrival tomorrow. It'll be marvelous. And I encourage everybody right now listening to know that, in fact, the message of today is use what you've got to create what you want. Never complain, never explain. Just get on with the job.
I love it. So once again, is there anything else that 2017 holds that you have not shared with us, or is there some surprises that you like to wait until we have another show?
Well, I'm always available and happy to come onto your show, Tawanda. Happy to do that. What does 2017 hold? Well, of course, there's an enormous amount of change in every direction, change, change, change. And it's up to the individual as to whether that change ends up being comfortable or uncomfortable. In fact, there really is no good and bad. There's just the evolution of life on Earth. And I really believe in the Lucifer principle, which is in order for something great to happen, usually something else blows up. So, you know, the story I like to remember is that in ancient Greece, there were some very upstart young punks, and they went off to Egypt to get some papyrus. And they were apparently so rude and offensive, the Egyptians said, okay, you're never getting papyrus ever again. And in Greece, that was a tragedy, a nightmare, terrible, a bit like oil, really. Except as a result, the Greeks said, oh, God, now we don't have any papyrus, what will we do? What did they do? They invented the book. That's why we no longer have scrolls. Papyrus naturally rolls into a tube. We'd all still be using papyrus if it wasn't for those Greek upstarts. That's what it's like right now. Be a Greek upstart and have a new idea.
I can agree. I believe, once again, we have spoken several times, and just really just thinking how I think I share with you, where has the creativity of the leaders have gone? Our children no longer have the ability. Netflix is raising them, and they just don't see their self being the great creators that they are.
Well, you know what, my darling? Not everybody in the bloody world watches Netflix.
Well, it seems to be a big thing over here in the U.S., and once again, that could probably be another show that we can talk about how, once again, the tools of parents having to helped your children be the leaders they've been sent here to be. Would you agree? So listeners, once again, due to this magnificent show, which I'm really excited about, we're having a tad bit challenging time, technical difficulties, but I believe the gist of this show is going on. Please know you can find all the information on this goddess, this optimist, this wise woman, on my fan page on Tawanda M. Allen on Facebook. We're listed on Instagram. And please feel free to contact us anytime. Once again, thank you so much. Take care, stay blessed, and have a great evening.